This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off the second hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are live for your calls 7 days a week. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
So, Angie, before we go get back to the story that you've got about Amazon listening in to your most private moments, I think I'll go to the phones here real quick. We've got, I don't know how to say this, OF from New York calling in.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hello?
One more time, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If it looks like it's going to be a crank, I just have short patience for whatever the, you know, the might be the tricks. I don't know. Maybe the guy couldn't hear, but
maybe that was the whole thing. He just wanted to say hello.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hello.
Yeah, perfect.
All the best.
To continue and wrap up, it's only a matter of time, experts say, before law enforcement is granted access to listen in on what Alexis hears, too.
Yeah, duh. I mean, pretty clear that law enforcement's going to be able to just high-profile murder. And they had an Alexa in their house.
All a cop would have to do, what most of your average American, go to an Amazon facility, show a badge, and I'm sure the cops know where these facilities are, where the people can access the information, and you just get some nitwit and be like, you know, hey, show me, and they would probably, a lot of people would be more than happy to just, you know, just hand it over, because there's so many people that, like, don't even, you know, tell cops they can't enter their homes or they can't search their car. They just don't even realize they have the right to say no.
Well, I think, so, first off, it's not like the law enforcement agencies don't know how to do this. They've the formula is well placed for getting more and more ability to be intrusive in your life. They're very, very clear on this. So the same with cell phone tracking and all these sorts of things that have been used. In many cases, they've been used to track down people who are, you know, brutal murderers or somebody who's abducted a child. Nobody says, oh, they shouldn't have done that. You know, I mean, the little 8-year-old girl gets returned to the, you know, her parents, who's with tears streaming down their faces. No civil libertarian steps up and says, my God, you use cell phone tracking to find this little girl? Because, I mean, it'd be I wouldn't do it. and, you know, when it comes to this, you know, this young couple has been brutally murdered in their home, and their kids are lying in little bits across the floor, and we got to find out who did it. Well, they had an Alexa in the house.
Let's listen.
We went and got the audio, and we found out, you know, the guy rattled off his driver's license number while he was chopping these people up. That's kind of his gig, and we found him right off. Great police work. Everybody give yourself a pat on the back. And then at that moment in time, they can listen for anything. It doesn't matter whether it's a big old bag of weed or whether you're smuggling, you know, counterfeit nuts and bolts. Whatever it is, they're on it. Like flies on rice.
Security consultant Robert Graham told Gizmodo a few years ago, it's likely that laws will be passed that will allow the police to remotely activate these devices and eavesdrop on suspects, pretty much as described in the book, 1984.
That's pretty much the description of 1984.
Thought crime.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be more clear than that. The government, I mean, I guess there's a corporate intercessory in between the government, and you're not mandated to have these yet, but people are putting them in on their own. I mean,
yeah, they're embracing their own shackles. People are setting up their own home surveillance devices, and I mean, I think if you got a home surveillance device that's somehow tied to the internet one way or another, if you can look at it from your phone town, as far as I'm concerned, anyone can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an advertiser here on the air, Blink, and they, you know, I can check my stuff right now at my house, and I imagine, even though it's behind some kind of wall or another where only I'm supposed to be able to get it, that they can get it. And if they can get it, then the government can get it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the NSA has probably got their own hard, you know, wire right into the Blink servers, and you know they're never going to admit that. But if it can be done, they're doing it.
You
really
might as well presume
the way you have
that
to
they're
be
doing
it.
And let's not forget, as I mentioned in the last segment, you've got a listening device that you carry around with you all the time, and there it is. It's picking up audio. It can do whatever it wants to with you. So, you know, none of us are immune.
Do you think
few of us are immune.
Phones can listen to or just smartphones?
I'm sure.
I tend to think the smartphones are the bigger culprit.
Your landline home phone can listen to you. They perfected doing that 50 years ago. You don't even have to pick the thing up, and they can listen to you.
That's
they can
crazy.
Listen to you from a satellite.
The flip phone would get pretty bad audio from the earpiece, but then again, it maybe has a speaker piece that it could hear. I don't know. Let's go to it's Dave in New York, and again, he's calling in apparently. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Why is it that always friends always backstab you in the backyard? They say you're your friends, and then they go around, and then they stab you right in the back. I hate my friends.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I don't have that issue. I can't
answer
the question.
Yeah, if people are stabbing in the back, they're not your friends. Can you tell me what this backstabbing entails, Dave?
My friend, ex-friend, actually, TW out in Boston. See, I'm here in Poughkeepsie, right?
Yeah? How'd you get a friend in Boston?
What?
How'd you get a friend in Boston?
I've known him since, like, many, many years ago. Anyway, okay. To bring you up to speed, there is a cat freak who comes here every single night, and he's feeding cats, you know, he's putting food behind the dumpsters, creating, you know, and it's insinuating to me, and I made videos about it, whatever, and then, you know, people are, you know, saying, oh, I should go out, and, you know,
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in about anything, but there's certain words you can't say on the radio.
So I got a little advice for you, Dave. If you are harassing and videotaping this wonderful lady or man that is feeding these poor cats that would, you know, probably get mange and be real skinny and, you know, fight, you know, to death for food, where you are, then you're seen as a cat hater. And cat haters, they get destroyed in social media.
Yeah.
If you're anti-cat, you're done. So that's probably the reason that your friend from Boston has stabbed you in the back, because everybody likes cats. This is why Ernie Hancock wants to do a catapult channel and put it on some kind of, YouTube type service and see if it gets censored, because if you got a channel of cats getting catapulted, the people, the animal rights activists, the cat lovers are going to freak out, and there's going to be tremendous pressure to pull it down. And if that video can stay on that particular server without getting pulled down. Now, Ernie does say he doesn't want to hurt cats, but he wants to Photoshop or try to do some creative video editing to look like cats are being basically catapulted.
Yeah.
To see if the video stays.
I would agree with you that firing kittens out of air cannons or something would be one of the first things that's likely to get taken down.
That's
so
right.
If that can't be taken off of a site, then it probably isn't going to take anything down. However, I find the whole notion distasteful.
But Dave, maybe you could do a video about how these cats are overbreeding, and you know, and maybe you could do something to where you try to come up with donations and put together a thing where you get veterinarians to donate some time and people donate some money to get all these feral
cats.
A spay and neuter
yep. program will definitely get the attention of most people,
and
everybody
then you'll
will
be loved
on board. Yeah, and honestly, from when you're talking about sort of a generational standpoint, spaying and neutering is the same thing as putting the cats out of their misery, right? Because if they can't breed, then there's no more cats. So spay and neuter program, that's your answer, Dave. I think you're right, Jay. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free is in Free Talk Live. Everybody loves a good pet spay and neutering story.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. Are you concerned that the value that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. free here on Free Talk Live. So, yeah, let's go to the phones here shortly, but first I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you've been watching the crypto markets, you're probably pretty happy with what's going on, or you're unhappy that you didn't get in. So, Bitcoin.com, why don't you go check it out? It's the best source for news in the crypto sphere, in my opinion, or one of the best sources. They have their own news staff as opposed to many of these organizations are just reprinting things that are out there, including Bitcoin.com's content. So go to Bitcoin.com for your news. You can go there. You can get a wallet. You can get some free crypto. You can get, I think the free crypto basically comes one time. It's to put a little something in your in the wallet you've downloaded. You have to use Bitcoin.com's wallet in order to get there to use their faucet. But nonetheless, they have a few cents that they'll throw at you. You can buy crypto there at Bitcoin.com. As a matter of fact, they've just rolled out the new local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy, sell, trade with people in your community. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. A global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading. It's Bitcoin Cash there, because that's what they specialize in. Local.bitcoin.com. It's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Billy calling in from New York. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I have a question that's been kind of like, I've been pondering it, but I've been too, and I don't want to say it, but too lazy to research it, kind of. But
all right.
So I'll cut to the chase. I went to gas technician school in Wisconsin, and we were talking about specific gravities of gases, stuff like that, and it's all compared to specific gravity of air. So methane or natural gas is lighter than air. It, you know, it'll naturally go up into the atmosphere, and say butane or whatever, propane, it's heavier and it sinks to the ground. So
yes.
I asked my teacher what specific gravity of CO2 was because I was curious, as to, you know, the greenhouse effect and all that stuff. And it turns out it's heavier than air, so it stays
that is correct.
Closer to the ground. So I was wondering, like, it's the, I know on the left they say that it's ruining the atmosphere and stuff. Is it their understanding or is it their argument that it raises, you know, rides up into the atmosphere and blocking? Because I would think that the plants, you know, would just naturally feed on all of that CO2 and create more oxygen.
One thing that I have seen is that plant life does tend to rise when there's a higher concentration of CO2. I have heard that the people on the other side, I am no scientist, mind you, especially not a climate scientist, and I've tried to listen with an open ear to both sides of the debate. I tend to err on the side of scientists when they tell me things because, well, I'm not that thing that they're talking about. I'm a talk show host. You should listen to me on how to get your show nationally syndicated or something like that, not something like carbon dioxide. But I had not heard about the specific gravity claim, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to research that because I have no opinion about specific gravity of carbon dioxide. That's new information for me. I presume that when they talk about greenhouse gases, that they're talking about them accurately. However, I also understand that just about every prediction that's ever been made regarding global warming and climate change has been overstated and been found to be untrue. So I don't know how to approach it exactly.
And the problem is a lot of science we can't trust these days because science is bought. Like a lot of this climate change science, you know, has flipped. And also when it, you know, the sugar industry, you know, was able to buy some anti-fat science from Harvard back in the 70s or the 60s or something. There was a lot on that. But I can tell you with CO2, because I buy CO2 in big steel cylinders, and I use it as a welding gas, and I have another friend, he makes some beverages that require CO2 for carbonation, and the same cylinders, there's a significant difference between the one that's empty and the one that is full, and it is, you just pick them up, and you can tell which one's which, because it's like a thing of propane, it's heavy. And back in the day, with R12, and the CFCs, a congressman from Connecticut or a senator from Connecticut, I forget how it got introduced, or, you know, very much supported and wrote a bill to for licensing of air conditioning technicians. And he also had the school already going in Connecticut, because I think it was you had to be licensed at a state level. And then they made this federal, and this guy was able to take these basically this course that he had already set up or whatever in a school so you could get your licensing for recovering refrigerant. Well, the thing is that refrigerant is heavy. It doesn't go into the atmosphere. And the whole thing with CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons or whatever they're called, was they were saying that it is causing holes in the ozone layer, which holes in the ozone layer, I believe, is another thing that's been, you know, a myth that's been debunked that was being pushed that, you know, humans are bad, but you don't hear anything about it anymore. But CFCs are heavy.
I heard all the stuff we implemented on for for ozone layer worked. Yay!
Yeah.
We win. See, I'm looking here and on the internet, and I'm not finding the answer to what you're saying here. What you're saying is true. It does appear to be heavier than air, and nobody seems to want to put together a sentence like, why does a gas that has a heavier than air specific gravity cause global warming? And so, you know, with a quick Google search, I can't answer that. You probably know more about gases than I do.
Not necessarily, but I just think of, like, anybody who would say, like, cow farts as being, like, a big deal. When, if you would think about it, where are cows usually concentrated? They're concentrated in large fields or, you know, surrounded by, as you think, farm, plant life, at least. At the very least, plant life that might eat up that CO2. Like, I just don't. I don't know. You know,
well, I think
just
that
a thought, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Billy. Thank you for it. 855-450-3733. I've certainly heard that you can do more for the environment by being a vegan and driving a Hummer than you could by being a meat eater and driving a Yugo. I mean, you know, those things are probably true. At least I've read them on the internet.
To a certain extent, if you're buying your
methane is supposed to be 20 times the greenhouse gas the carbon dioxide is.
You're buying your meat from Walmart, or you're buying your meat from, like, Bardo Farm, who's a family farm. Here's all, you know.
Bardo has beef?
They actually do have beef now, yes.
Okay. Yep. See, because beef is, cows are different than, say, pigs or chickens or something like that as far as methane production goes. Not all meat is the same when it comes to greenhouse gas production. Beef is by far the worst.
And I think global warming has to do with the temperature of the sun. That's what controls the temperature of Earth. That sun goes out, we're all freezing to death. And if that sun wants to shoot a lot more radiation than normal, we're going to be hot. And it's really the physics of it.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live. Discord.freetalklive.com to sound even better.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following reports that illegal aliens, many of them children, are being held in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions in detention facilities, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called for Customs and Border Protection leadership to be investigated. Robert Perez, Deputy CBP Commissioner, defends his agency's actions.
What we're doing at our facilities, despite the oversaturation, despite the alarm bells that we ourselves have been ringing for the better part of 18 months, we are making sure that everybody's provided fresh water, everybody's provided food.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the cost of our great salute to America tomorrow will be very little compared to what it is worth. That was President Trump's response on Twitter today regarding his Salute to America 4th of July event. Reports out there say $2.5 million has been diverted from the National Park Service to pay for the celebration on the National Mall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Somebody just called in about global warming. That's how it goes here on Free Talk Live. You never know what's coming next, because you can call in and talk about what's on your mind. I know people believe that somehow we're preventing them from talking about whatever it is that they might be thinking about, or that they've got some kind of long wait, but
well,
not so much.
You know, if you're an angry, crazy guy and you call constantly, we really don't need to hear from you anymore. But and then if you're one of these guys that, you know, just can't get to the point, or you drop a curse word, you know.
That could be an issue. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. So I've got this article from rightoncrime.com. And it's entitled, written by a police officer, Let's Reconsider Traffic Enforcement. Traffic enforcement is a hoax. There, I said it. Well, maybe it's not a hoax, but we actually do it. We do actually do it, after all. But it's not what it appears to be. It's a tax, more or less, without the political stigma such as a term brings along with it. It's a time to change that. While Right on Crime does not often support its positions through anecdotal information, please indulge me for a few moments and decide for yourself the logic of my position. Now, I've been saying for some time, and I'm sure many people have too, that basically police have been reduced. Not that this isn't what they wanted to do. This, you know, cops didn't, a bunch of kids didn't say, you know, let's join the police force and turn ourselves into a bunch of armed fundraisers.
Yeah, I tell people the only purpose for police today is to make sure you pay taxes. And all these traffic fines and fees and penalties are essentially taxation without representation. Well, so is property tax, as far as I'm concerned, but...
Yeah, a fee, I mean, for instance, speeding. I think it's got to be the number one, rolling through a stop sign, you know, stoplight. Those kind of things are probably pretty common for people. In many cases, when somebody gets a ticket for a stop sign, stoplight violation, it's not because anybody was ever put in danger. It's just because, well, you know, you missed your timing or something happened or whatever.
The cop has a quota.
Right. I got pulled over for going through a red arrow. I never even saw it. I go through this light so often, I just knew that it was clear, everything was fine, and I rolled right through. The cop was right there. It's not like I wasn't trying to do anything. I got it all on video, or did at one point, but because I have a camera in my car. But the cop's like, I had to do a double take. You went through there, you didn't speed up, you didn't slow down, you didn't do anything. You know, he was just stunned. Well, no one's life was in danger. He never gave me a ticket. The reason he pulled me over is just to tell me I did it. And, by the way, I did not have my fireman's helmet in the back seat that day. So I didn't get a ticket because of some reason besides me being a fireman, in case you care. And so, you know, when you're talking about a speeding ticket, in many cases, yeah, I mean, people say that speeding is bad. But... a lot of times they make those speed limits too low for the road you're on.
I agree.
And
well, it's purposely done. There's a whole calculation they use, and they basically have these, they repave roads or build roads, and they have these little wires that go across.
Yeah.
And they're a couple feet apart or whatever, and they measure.
The tubes, yeah.
They're basically air tubes, and they click air switches, and they measure how fast you're going. And they take that number where people like to cruise in that road, and they use, like, a percentage of that number. And it's different in different areas. But there was a big to-do about this in Colorado and certain counties that they were doing these, like, you know, illegal under speed limit whatever, right, for purposeful. And then they'll go through and actually knock speed limits down in places, too, like sneaky-like. So they can, you know, generate a bunch of revenue. There's lawsuits about this stuff all over the nation.
Right. I've heard that they want the speed limit at something like 80% of the 80th percentile of what people generally travel down that particular road.
Yep.
And so it's basically supposed to be set by what speed people travel down the road. But, I mean, it's... there are certainly times when I have seen somebody going too quickly in a given area. There's no doubt about it. There's times I've seen people going too slow, too. And if you wanted to take care of policing a given area for speed, like this is a dangerous spot to go too quickly on, there's a curve coming up, or whatever the reason is, they can now, we have technology where they have speed cameras. They don't need a cop every once in a while, sitting there. You can get everybody who goes too fast through there.
Speed dips work awesome. Speed bumps work awesome. They got these, in Colorado, they got these rumble strips where in Weld County, they have rumble strips everywhere. The speed changes from like 65 to 55. There's a couple of rumble strips, and everywhere in these long country roads you drive for miles on, and all of a sudden there's a stop sign, quarter of a mile, eighth of a mile, X amount of feet. There's rumble strips.
That's awesome. I can't tell you how many times I've been going in rural New Hampshire or rural Vermont, and I'm going from a 55 to a 45 to a 35, and I don't even know. What? How'd that happen? I didn't see the sign.
When I was out there, there was John Hickenlooper's the governor. I don't know if he still is, but there was a thing between him and some insurance companies, and these insurance companies executives were basically, what you have is a bunch of idiots that are moving out into, you know, rural northeastern Colorado, and they're getting, you know, run over by semi trucks carrying, you know, corn silage or whatever, or grain, because they're just running right through stop signs. And the insurance companies got together and basically put it out to bid, contractors that were certified by the state, to put in these LED flashing lights around the signs, the little solar panels, and also these rumble strips at all the stop signs. And there's a lot of intersections out there. There were four-way intersections that literally had no stop signs for years because they were dirt roads. Well, then they pave them, and they didn't put the stop signs up.
Right.
And, you know, and then
it'll be fine.
When all the yuppies start moving out, you know, moving out
they don't
into
know
the
what
country,
to do.
You know, they're getting run over by farm equipment because, yeah. You know, this.
Should have looked both ways. The little trailers that you drive by who flash your speed, do they have cameras?
Some it depends on them. Yes, I mean, some do, some don't.
And can they send you tickets if they have cameras from those?
I'm sure that there are some that can send tickets, but generally the ones that I have found just set off the radar.
Okay.
I don't see them in New Hampshire, but I'll tell you, the ones that send tickets are in New York. They're in Connecticut. They're in Boulder, Colorado.
They're in Arizona.
Arizona, Indiana, you see them, Illinois.
Going on with the article here from rightoncrime.com, during my 21 years as a police officer, I would conservatively estimate that I investigated over 1,000 traffic accidents. In all those accidents, I never found an expired registration sticker to be the cause of the accident. I never found that the driver waiting to signal until 90 feet before a turn instead of the required 100 feet was the cause of the accident. I never found an air freshener dangling from a rearview mirror to be the cause of highway carnage. I could go on. There are thousands of traffic codes throughout the country. Despite this admittedly small sampling, 1,000 traffic accidents, I'm confident that other police officers would admit the same experience. Most accidents are caused by actual bad driving. Following too close, traveling too far for too fast for conditions, or failing to yield where required. That's got to be the biggest one there. Much of the traffic code criminalizes things that do not contribute much to roadway safety, which is almost universally the reason given for their enforcement. Anyone questioning the logic of such enforcement allows for the simple answer for roadway safety to be indignantly pointed at as beyond reproach. Who would pursue such a question in the face of such an impeachable and worthy answer? And I think the officer is being very, very honest here and pretty clear that a lot of the things that they hand out tickets for are really just taxes. And they're not really, they really don't have anything to do with safety. I think that probably the biggest, as a firefighter, I would say the biggest problem is distracted driving. Is that we put humans, these small group primates that were evolved for hunting on the savannah, digging the brain tissue out of carrion, behind the wheel, and say, you know, good luck being a good driver. And, you know, in any activity, any human activity, 50% of the population is going to be below average.
Also, overconfidence is an issue I've noticed, too, with my friends that get in wrecks often.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Reading an article here from a police officer who's saying that, well, traffic enforcement is largely a hoax, a scam. And we're going to go on with it here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about 123.freetalklive.com. That's because this is an ad program that's as easy as 123. It's a combination of digital, radio, and good old-fashioned direct mail. I believe it to be revolutionary in the area of advertising. And I can explain it now. I've had a conversation with the folks, and they will let me explain it a little bit more on air. Then again, you've always been able to go to 123.freetalklive.com and understand it. But more or less, what it is that people can download an app, take pictures with the app, and then have those photographs sent to them. The only catch? There's a little bit of advertising added to the photo. Who's going to have a problem with that? I mean, some advertisers paid for your picture to be sent to your house. You're not going to have a problem with that. I mean, people are going to Walgreens right now to have their pictures made up. So having them mailed to their house, I think, is brilliant. So now you can have photo-ready ads put into the hands of your customers, just about guaranteed, right? Like, I can't guarantee that people are going to open up their pictures that they sent off for, but it seems ridiculous that they wouldn't. Whereas direct mail, thrown in the garbage. Direct mail is probably the most trackable and predictable of advertising out there. You kind of know what's going to react and how it's going to react. So this kind of direct marketing, direct mail, is going to, in my opinion, probably be significantly more valuable than regular direct mail. You can get involved by going to 123.freetalklive.com. It's 123.freetalklive.com.
So are these
got a business?
Pictures they send to you, and then they send you some advertising in with the pictures?
Nope.
Or
it's they've got a patented micro perforation that goes along the picture. So it looks like a straight edge like you're used to on your picture, but one of the edges is actually perforation.
So
you can pull the advertisement off.
Right.
Okay.
So the advertisement comes off, and then you've got a regular 4x6 or something like that. But
so it's not like your picture's not permanently watermarked with some, like, advertisement.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, okay. So thank God. Yeah,
cool.
You're clear on that. Yeah, it's just it's attached. You know, you tear it off, and it's gone away. Anyway, going on with this police officer's story about the traffic enforcement basically being a problem. He says, having been in management staff meetings on more than a few occasions where the chief, this is the chief of police, would express concern over a decline in citation productivity. That's the number of tickets the patrolmen are writing.
Other words, quota.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that is. Of the patrol division, or on occasion, an individual officer, it was always clear that ticket writing was a measure of an officer's productivity. Traffic safety was only tangential to the discussion, perhaps in the realm of DUI enforcement. He's saying the DUI enforcement more likely to be about traffic safety. More importantly, the city board would inquire about any drop in ticket writing. It was made clear to the supervisors that it was unacceptable. It was because of a rise in traffic accidents or road safety complaints. Or was it because of a rise of traffic accidents or roadway safety complaints from the constituents? That was never made apparent. What was apparent was that revenue generated from traffic tickets, something the city accountant actually used as a predictor for revenue in upcoming budgets, was affected. This is a line item, a very important line item for municipalities, is how much money are they going to get from cops.
And this line item should be evidence in your case in any traffic ticket, if you can find it, because that will show the fact that the city is expecting this money. They are dependent on this money, city, state, county, wherever, and this should be brought to light. And this is, I believe, grounds for a dismissal on just a very simple, easy facts that, you know, now they're biased because if this is a line item, they're expected to perform. And what was the language that you called that quota? Do you remember in there, Mark?
Yeah, what was the term? Let's see, it said citation productivity.
Citation productivity, that should be in the show notes. That is should be included in every single motion to dismiss if you ever go fight a traffic ticket.
Right. I mean, you know, that's a terminology that they use, and I think, I mean, this makes perfectly good sense. I mean, I like New Hampshire as a state, if you're going to say you like states. New Hampshire doesn't have, its municipal governments are disallowed from benefiting from ticket writing. So, for instance, if the Keene Police Department writes a ticket in New Hampshire, the revenue goes to the Department of Safety for the state of New Hampshire. So the organization known as the City of Keene that employs the cop that wrote the ticket does not benefit from that particular ticket. And therefore, you don't have the problems that you have in some municipalities. Waldo, Florida comes to mind as a place that had its police department shut down for basically being a revenue farm for people traveling through the city, the town. I don't know what it was. Municipality, I'll use that term. It sits right on 301. Traveling, if you're traveling down 95 and you're going to head over to the west side of the state, 75, to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Bradenton, Naples, Fort Myers, these are big places. Have you ever heard of Waldo? I didn't think so. But you've heard of Tampa, Sarasota, and all these places. Mm-hmm. Well, Waldo knows nobody's going to stop in at the Waffle House in Waldo because there's nothing to stop in at Waldo for. So it's not getting revenue from any of these Flatlanders and Yankees that are heading through their town. I guess everybody in Florida is a Flatlander. You know, all these outsiders that are heading through their town. Well, they wanted some revenue. So what did they do? They made it impossible, near as difficult as possible, to follow their speed limit rules. They'd have you down to 50, down from 55 to 45 to 35, back up to 45, back up to 55, down to 45, down to 35. And, you know, they put these just waves of signage in so that if you missed one, wham, whoop, whoop.
You were done.
Yep, they got you. And they gave you a ticket. So it was just a trick to get people to have to pay tickets. Everybody knows that out-of-towners aren't going to come back and fight their ticket.
I heard Eddie Craig years ago talking about Waldo, Florida, and he's a guy from Texas. He's a former sheriff, and he does a radio show about fighting the government and fighting traffic tickets and stuff. And this Waldo, Florida thing, he cites the court case quite a bit in a lot of his things about the whole revenue scheme and stuff. But in Massachusetts, like Belchertown, Mass, has the state police barracks. So the local Belchertown cops actually collect, the town gets 50% of the tickets they write, and they are extremely aggressive.
Yeah.
Because they get half that money.
Well, it's revenue that they don't have to tax their citizens on. They're getting people from out of town. Here's another thing is that I imagine, if people all across the country have seen Florida license plates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll note is that some of the license plates at the bottom say Sunshine State. Some of them say the individual county.
Right.
The individual county has become less and less popular over time because, well, I mean, do you want to be from Manatee County and parking up in Hillsborough County? And if you're doing parking and you've somehow done some little thing wrong, if you've got a Hillsborough County plate, then they know, well, all right, well, they're going to fight the ticket and they're probably going to have a better chance of winning versus a Manatee County plate. I'm going to drive it up here for this. Give them a ticket. And now almost everybody gets a Sunshine State plate.
So it's an option. You can pick.
Yeah, you can pick one or the other, but you can see what people will prefer to do because they have the option. If you're coming in from Dade County and you're driving through whatever Dixie County or whatever Waldo's in, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry for the five of you listening from Waldo, if that's that many, and you're all related and married. And these folks, I'm sorry, Waldo, Podunk, even though I am from Florida, the eastern side of Manatee County where they all talk like this, I mean, quite literally, Waldo's the kind of place that people from, Bradenton make fun of, Bradenton known as Bradentucky. And, yeah, so people that roll through, they're going to give these tickets out to whomever they can give them out to. And people in Florida, they got tired of it. They don't want their county on their plate anymore. And I suspect it's like that all around. I mean, one day are we going to have national plates so that...
Well, it's funny you mention it. At Pork Fest, a friend of mine who runs a Montana plate, I run a Montana plate. A ton of free staters run Montana plates in New Hampshire. And he got pulled over by a cop in Grafton. And a cop just wanted to say, basically asked him if he was like a free stater or like that. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he goes, okay. And him and a cop kind of became friendly and chatty. And he said, he goes, yep, we don't like pulling over Montana plates because we're going to court if we write you a ticket and you have a Montana plate. And he says, we're just going to court. We know it.
Yeah.
So he's just not interested. And I think he had like a tail laid out or something. And he just told him, hey, get your light fixed or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, a fix-it ticket. I mean, I appreciate it when they let me know that my tail light's going out. I don't have a particular problem with that. There's no reason to write somebody a ticket on that. I mean, does it make things better? A fix-it ticket, that's one thing. But, you know, generating revenue off of it, that's not about public safety. It's nothing about public safety. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free is in Free Talk Live. Check the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.